Well, the sugya hafifa. We said all last time that the etzem there is four different halachas going on over here. There's the chiyuv iyun deraisa, the gemara of kama daf beis, the chiyuv ezra atzayfa hafifa of the rabbanon. That the way we shouldn't say dafka on the sfeiris. We have rovo of doing a docha, the basic motto basis story. And then we have the minig that we wash a whole entire guf. And that we read sef aleph. That we mechab brings down all 4 points. It says iyun deraisa, the hafifa. The end of Adolfo Beski Motim, and then he says the minig to wash the whole entire guf. Now, this Chafifa, people were asking me, well, that the men also have to do Chafifa. Ezra was, this Takana was also that man. Once, you know, we say we have to do the Chatzit is applied to men, what about the Chafifa? So we read the Gemara very clearly, what we come in that Pebez. The Gemara says that the Takana was Ezra Saiva Isha, Chatefes Betavelas. The word the Gemara says Isha. And we should point out is the Indian Dafka by an Isha. Now the Eshkol says very clear again, we should point out Dafka by an Isha. Now you can't ask exactly why. The Shem discuss why. The parrots I like the best, the Chesed Shloim in the back thing more over there. He says because even if we have knots in the head, we have things, men are just not machbet about our hair, about our things. Ikit Chafiva has been sad the hair Shabbai. And I know the last time, you know, we don't comb our hair that often. We don't spend that time that much time in front of the mirror. And therefore we're not really that machbet upon it. So the whole gzeh, the whole tekon of Ezra was not really negated to men, and therefore chafiva is only by women and not by men. Now men have chatzitzas, you have to make sure you don't have chatzitzas. But the loch of chafifa, of doing all these alochas, the four rov are also built upon that, is only negated to women and not to men. How to do chafifa? The basically based on sefeis, you have to use soap and water. The loch is hot water. The person discussed, what about poishim? Can you use warm water? So it's machlokes certain from Migdan the Rekech that says warm water is enough. Others say the Baal HaShulchan says only Mishasat Chak you can use warm water. Now it really depends upon how you look at this takana. The reason why you have to have hot water, the Gemara says, because cold water makes your hair get stick together, and therefore it makes a problem of chatzitza. Chura, if it's warm water, it does not have this problem. Chura should not be any baya, should be no problem. And therefore those who say the Chochmas Adam, the Baal HaShulchan, they pass in Echonami, warm water is no problem. Others say, "My son, the kunas dafka chamim, and warm water might have this problem, and therefore they want to be machmer, Sheva Levi, and the Baal HaShulchan. They want to say, 'Om Shas Chak, you can't be mekel.' It could be the agav. Of course, it depends upon how you read a Mishnah Berurah and Siman Reish Samach. The locha is an Erev Shabbos. The Mechaber says you have a mitzvah to wash yourself with hot water. Hot water. The pashas pshat is not lav dafka mitzad. The oynig mitzad to wash you gets you very well, very clean. Come on, the Be'al locha and discuss. What about poishim?" He's specific. He says, about the cold water you can't. The poshim, he declared, says, maybe not my kind in the mitzvah of hot water, of washing yourself erev Shabbos. Therefore, again, everyone discusses in camp that once you take a shower, covered Shabbos in camp, or they discuss in Eretz Yisrael also, that sometimes you run out of hot water. So, if you, of course, take a shower earlier, because then you'll still in kind of the mitzvah of covered Shabbos, and still you'll be clean. And therefore, warm water you should not use. Of course, that'll be the same. Of course, the same shadow over here. What you do with the warm water? Of course, the same shadow built upon the Be'al Ofo. So, my son, Chathila, a person should use hot water. Now, what is hot? What is warm? Obey the Chora, hot is not miyaz. Let us play Pashas, hot is like the Baal HaShulchan says. Whatever the Moin Am called hot is hot. Whatever you call warm is warm. What? The Peshim is warm or lukewarm, sorry? I know, but the shell is compared one to another. The article says compare one to another, it's sheer right, which is 98.6. The shell is you compare one sugya to another sugya, lav dafka. Not over here. Not over here, he's not discussing over here. This is not a case of shell, it's a case of Peshim. Fine, chassis says poishim means poishim. You hear? Don't say that. Has to be yad kles, what the Rambam says? Okay, you have to show me. I'll be chiddush to me.
Those days
could
have been different, though. When they took a shower once a week, so dirt accumulated a lot more.
So first of all, some people do, and even if people say constantly, again, they won't say we're mephonic, and therefore we also have the same problem. We also have to take off. We have to take more layers of dirt off. They have to take off less layers. Because they want that much makbid. Fine, therefore you have to wash yourself with soap. They say again, conditioner, we mentioned last time, the article says that you can be makel, pashas, like a pitaro, who you cannot use as any conditioner because you have any foam on the top of you as part of your liver, look at chili, you should not have it. Who you should not use as a conditioner. same reason that Pesachim say the article brings down, you should not put on deodorant afterwards. Usually the nature, a lot of people after a shower, first thing you do, put on deodorant, the chush should not do that, makes you hair stick. And even though it might be chazus less for milk soap, but it makes it stick together, and therefore it might even be a problem with that rave on the underarms or a place like that. Therefore you should not also put on any deodorant. Now we started with Sif Gimel, the halacha of when the zman of chafifa should be, the ikish, the ikal halacha. And Betzim was the machlokes rishonim, the two main cheetahs, is Rashi and the shiltahs. Rashi understands that the best time to do a chafifa is to be done during the day, because the person is mahumul lebeisa, therefore it's better to do it during the day. Rashi, the Ime, the Rashbam, and others. Atalasheni, we had the shiltah cheetah that said it's better to do it at night, some of tfilosai, the chafifa, why should I get any chatzitahs inside of you? And therefore, machlokes rishonim what to do. Come with the rush, and that's the way the brought down a lot on Sif Gimel. To get Paul Sheeters, we start, they say, right before Shkia, you end at night time, you get the Samach of the Shilters, you get Rashi, he won't be Mahumo because he can't go to the Mikvah before face anyway, and therefore you get Paul Sheeters. Now the Shach points out, the place can say, the best thing to do with the whole entire Chafiva is in the Mikvah. Shach says, why? Look, for the reason you have the Shilters Sheeta of being Samach, if you do it in your house, therefore you won't be Samach Mamash, it'll take you a while till you get to the Mikvah. Therefore it's better to do the whole entire thing, the Chafifa, best thing to do it in the Mikvah. If you can't, it's fine, you do it in the house, but the best thing is to get all the Sheetahs, again, to get Rashi and the Shilters, start before Shkia in the Mikvah, come out by the Mikvah, finish everything by the Mikvah, and then go straight into the Mikvah. Now, where we're holding right now is by the case of Sif Dalet. Now, these cases, Sif Dalet, Sif Hei, Sif Vav, is Betim, is different cases where you cannot get the skumra. Again, we have a minig of the minig of the Noshim is, if you can, to get both, you start during the day, you end by night, get the Shultas and Rashi. The Betim, there are going to be four different cases to work out what you can and cannot do. There's going to be a case where you cannot get the day, but you can get the night. That's going to be a very similar case. We have Motzei Shabbos. Motzei Shabbos cannot get the day, can't get Rashi, but you can't get the night. The Bifak Keret, where you can get the day, but you cannot get the night. For example, El Shabbos. You can get the day, but not the night. There'll be a case you cannot get the day or night. For example, Yom Tov comes down on Motzei Shabbos. Therefore, you cannot, it's both. You can't do at night, you can't do Motzei Shabbos at all. Why it's Yom Tov? You can't do it during the day, because it's Shabbos. You can get either one. And then there'll be the halacha of, where it's too far away, 3 days away, where it comes out, you have Shabbos, you have Rosh Hashanah Thursday, Rosh Hashanah Friday, Rosh Hashanah, you have Shabbos, and your Zman HaMikvah is Motzei Shabbos, it's 3 days apart, so even if it's too far away, therefore we'll have a different halacha. So it comes out in cases you have to work out, that's in our four cases. Again, the case where it's not Shaykh during the day, but Shaykh at night, Shaykh not during the day, it's not Shaykh either one, or it's too far apart. Those are the four cases which the Pesach can come to build off of. So first, where they're coming from, the Sugya, the Gemara, is Machlokes, Rav Huna versus Rav Chisda. Rav Huna says that you can do it 1 day apart, 2 days apart, 3 days apart, whether it's Epsher or Shloy Epsher, make a chicane. We learn that one from another, therefore no problem. That's Rav Huna's Shito. Come along with Rav Chisda says, no, Dafka, but with Loy Epsher, you can do 1 day, 2 days, 3 days apart. When it's Epsher, we don't say chicane. That's Rav Chisda. Come along with Yemar, he says, we do say chicane. However, 3 days apart is too much. End of the Gemara, Hilchos like Rav Chisda and like Rav Yemar. The way the Pashas is, how the Rashi learns, is that the halacha is that only when it's Loy Efshir you can do it apart, one, two days apart. However, it's Loy Efshir, I'm sorry, only if it's Loy Efshir, with Efshir, that means you have an option to do Chavif at night, you can't do it apart. However, also, to be Machmir, we take it of Yemar's Chumra, that 3 days is too much. 3 days is too much. That's one Gemara on Daf Samuel Zayin and Beis. Come along the Gemara and Avsam Chesam Nal. The Gemara says you cannot do a Chafifa at night. Come along the Gemara and also make a statement for Hilch, so you can do a Chafifa during the day and do Tefillah at night. Sorry, you can do a Chafifa only at night. And the second Gemara says you can only do a Chafifa during the day, the Tzarech night, which to Hilch Sal Hilchasa. And the Gemara, Efshah, Holo Efshah. What does that mean according to Rashi? Rashi understands like this, that when you, Be'etzim, it's better to do it during the day. Much better to do it during the day. However, when you cannot do it during the day, for example, when it comes out on the El Shabbos, for example, comes out on Motzei Shabbos, so once you do the Chavifa on Motzei Shabbos. That's Rashi Shito. Now, to understand what Rashi is saying, Be'etzim, on the page, right below us, the three Shitas Peshan and Rashi, and numerous Nafkaminas Peshan and Rashi. Again, we always, Alocha, Rechosh for Rashi and the Shiltas. We try to get both. So first, we have to know what each one holds. So what is Rashi Shito? And what is the Shulchan Shita? Again, Rashi says, Hilchasa, Hilchasa, what's Halacha? If you can, you should do it. If it's Efshir, then you should do it Erev Shabbos. Lo Efshir, then we do it Motzei Shabbos. What does that mean? So you read, again, the Beis Yosef has one Shita, the Torah has a second Shita, and the Shach has a third Shita. All three are very clear. Three different Shitas in Rashi. Comes out that we're going to be chosh for Rashi, be chosh for all three. Beis Yosef understands building from Tosfos. Tosfos is very clear. Rashi says it better to do it during the day. It's a milo. It's a milo. It's not that you have to. Not that they should. The words of Rashi is it's more than it's better. It's because you too. Because you too. Why should not be a ball muhuma to beis? Should not be muhuma. Therefore, because you too. It's a milo to do it during the day. However, avad lechachili can't do it at night. That's Tosfos. Therefore, comes out Motzei Shabbos. You can't do it during the day. It's Shabbos Kodesh. You can't do it. So according to the Beis Yosef, there is no Maila at all doing an Erev Shabbos. Do it Motzei Shabbos. Very simple. Do it only Motzei Shabbos. Because the Beis Yosef understands what's Rashi Shita. It's a Maila during the day. Tosfos, it's a Maila. However, there's no Halacha during the day. Therefore, when you can't do it during the day, only Motzei Shabbos. Beis Yosef. The Torah seems to say not that way. The Maila seems to go that way. The Torah understands that no, but Etzem, you should always do it during the day. But Shasat Chak will let you do it on Motzei Shabbos, but you should always do it during the day. Therefore, Eich Nami V'Kit during the day, then you can do it on Motzei Shabbos, you can do it at night, but you should always do it during the day. You should, again, but if not, you don't have to, but that's something you should do. But the Shach says, if gone involved, he has a different way in understanding the Gemara. He wants to understand that the case of Loi Efshir is not Motzei Shabbos. He wants to say the case of Loi Efshir when it's Motzei Shabbos and Yontif. When it's Motzei Shabbos and Yontif, then he has, that's the case of Loi Efshir. So he comes out and saying that Erev Shabbos is something that minadini you have to do. So it comes out what to do on the, when you have a regular case, you're going to tefillah on Motzei Shabbos, what's the halacha? Comes out according to the Beis Yosef, according to Rashi, only Motzei Shabbos. According to the Torah, you should do it on Erev Shabbos. According to the Shach, you have to do it on Erev Shabbos. So come out in Rashi, again, three shittas. And Betim, if you read the halacha in Siftal, it's very clear. The Mechaber went l'shitasa, and Mechaber said, what's the halacha when it comes out Motzei Shabbos? He says, only chafifa Motzei Shabbos, and the Bnei Yisrael don't do anything Erev Shabbos at all. They go look to Mechaber. The whole, even in Rashi Shita, the halacha is what the shiltas. It's only Motzei Shabbos. According to Rashi, Kohen Bey says it's also Motzei Shabbos. So it comes out to Bnei Yisrael what they do. Very simple. You only do it Motzei Shabbos because there is no ending of doing it during the day. That's the Mechaber Shita. The way how the Torah understands it, no, you should really. It's better to do it Erev Shabbos. It's much better to do it that way. Only b'shas v'chak v'sanach on Motzei Shabbos. Therefore, the Rama says, like the Torah, Minig Yofu Shetir Chaseitiv Erev Shabbos. It's a good minig, it's a correct thing to do. L'shitasoi, the Shach writes, not the way Rashi says, even more, it's not Minig Yofu, it's something you have to do. Well, I can get in Rashi, three shitas. Is it a Milo? Is it a something you should do? Something that you have to do. The Mechaber says it's a Milo, therefore Motzei Shabbos, no problem. Going to the Rama, it's something that you should do, therefore it says it's a Minig Yofu. And according to the Shach, something you have to do, therefore you have to do Erev Shabbos. Therefore, what do? We don't mind if we're choshes, why not? For the Shach Shito, we get nafkaminas, but we're choshes for the Shach Shito, and also for Pashas Ramah, that we do Chafifa Erev Shabbos. Why? We have the Ramah, we have the Shach, so you have to Chafifa Erev Shabbos, and then we'll do it again, a little bit Motzei Shabbos. The nafkamina between the Shach and the Ramah are different cases. For example, let's say it comes out that you have to go to the mikvah on Motzei Tisha B'Av. Now, the halacha is that we do not wash ourselves during the 9 days. Is there an Indian or a maila for a person to do chafifa Erev Tisha B'Av for going to the mikvah Motzei Tisha B'Av? Come along there, Ma, and the Ma says, if you cannot do chafifa on Motzei Tisha B'Av, the Ma on Hilchos Tisha B'Av says you cannot do chafifa on Motzei Tisha B'Av, then you can do chafifa Erev Tisha B'Av. Says the Mishnah Berurah over there, you know why? There are Moslem Shitasai. He holds the etzem that you can't do it Motzei Shabbos. However, you should do it Erev Shabbos. Well, let's say you can't. Why? It's the 9 days. 9 days, Echonami, don't do it Erev Tisha B'Av, do it Motzei Tisha B'Av. However, says the Mishnah Berurah, the Fi the Shach, it's Mikra Din, you have to do it Erev Tisha B'Av. Mikra Din. So why do you have to do it Erev Tisha B'Av? So even though we're Machu with Ramon and Shach, you'd be an Afkamina. What do Erev Tisha B'Av? According to them all, do it only Motzei Tisha B'Av. If you can't do it Erev Tisha B'Av, but if you can, only Motzei Tisha B'Av. According to the Shach, it's Mikra Din, you have to do Erev Tisha B'Av. So the Machloikis, there comes out Machloikis, Ramon and the Shach, what do you want Tisha B'Av? So even though we don't go like the Mechaber at all, but in the Shach, Ramon, Shita, the Machloikis, what do you want Tisha B'Av? Yes, Kinafa Shah, of course, the Chizal Mitzvah should be Mutter. the Torah deals with it, this question, the Panamiris, the Maisa, he wants to be Mekel for those that deal with this question. Yeah, the good question, good point. The Mishmur did not seem to deal with this aspect. The Mishmur and the Dagmar Vava seem to leave that aspect out. It's a kasha, I'm not exactly sure how to answer it. Could be the Moslem Shitosa, but it's available, but it's a good kasha. The Maisa, what to do, after a bunch of Tisha B'Av, the Aruch Shulchan Maisa, he says, Dafka Mot Tisha B'Av, because again, the Ikkas Paiskim do not go like the Shach. They go like the Moat, you should do Erev Tisha B'Av. Yeah, but you should do Erev Shabbat, not that you have to. Therefore, the Aruch Shulchan, the Sheva Levi, and the Sfei Tyro, they say, Dafka Mot Tisha B'Av. The only Sheva I saw who went, they should do it on Erev Tisha B'Av, is Pre Tyro. He likes to say, to do it on Erev Tisha B'Av. It sounds like he's. Now, the article just put down the Machlokes. He's very clear. Some say this, some say that. I, Mr. Brewer, left it blank. Okay. For myself, again, so it really depends. Again, the Ikla swarms sound like they go against the Shach. The reason why I think some want to be more Mekel go with the Shach, because they want the Alta Mitzvah Shabbat. Seem to be left out with Mr. Brewer. But another Nachmin that they discuss, based upon the same Yisrael, the Machlokes Shach no more, is let's say she is an oval, and the Lel Tfilo is going to be on Moshe Shabbos. So, and she's going to get up from Avelis on Shabbos morning. Same thing, it's the Maisa, because you do Tfilo like Tisha B'Av, should you do Chafif on Erev Shabbos or not? Same Shiloh. Again, also, these from Maram Kremis, because you were over here being down from the Panam Iris, Dagam Avava, they discuss the Shiloh, what to do also by case of Avelis. Also, of course, the same story they discuss. If the reason is Mitzvah Ikra Din, so Echanami is that those one Taina, you can do it on Fida Shach, you can do it on Erev Shabbos. Or if you go with Amor, it's only it's a Milo, it's something that a person should do before, then you should do it on Moshe Shabbos Chavivo. Maestro Machloikis, the Sevetari, the Maestro has to be Machmer against the Panam Iris. The Vazi goes that way to be Machmer. Sarasheni, the Maestro Panam Iris, the Maestro Mekel, but the Buddha Gautama, the Disco Chuba, the Maestro is Mekel. Over here, the Maestro Achashulam switched, and the Maestro over here, he was Mekel by a case of a novel. And I have different reasons besides. First, they say there's a shackle here. Second, they want to tell them they might be ahead to stamp an oval to take a shower on the covered Shabbos. Stamp yet to learn the Sugar of the Hilkos Availus. Or they want to tell you that you're not doing the shame only with Sarah Chmitz over here. They do point out this point. Therefore, it sounds like the Swarm will be a switch by a veil. They were making on Tisha B'Av, they were Machmer. The Gamma Satyr and others will make it even. Then the Swarm seems to switch. Fine. So again, we come out. We have three different cheetahs over here. What to do? Mitzad Rashi. Also, the Shach, once he has his chiddush over here that he says Mi'ikra Din, he discusses what happens over here when it's 3 days apart. Let's say you have a case of Rosh Hashanah, you have a case of Thursday, Friday, and Shabbos. You tefillah as much as Shabbos. So it's very clear, halacha we pass like a Yemar, and therefore you have to do Chaviva much as Shabbos. If you do not do Chaviva much as Shabbos, it's Ma'akiv, and you do Bidaycha the tefillah. But is there an Indian to do the tefillah on Erev Rosh Hashanah, 3 days earlier? Is there any Indian? Come on with Shach, and he says the chiddush has gone involved. He tells us that there's a Milo. Why? It sounds like it's a Leiflug, not the Mechalik, that, or he wants to read that even in the Gemara, that Avadi should still do a Chafifa Erev Shabbos, Erev Yontif, even though it's Ma'akim Motzei Yontif. It still says you should do a Chafifa. Most of those are Mafakri, he says, where in the world do we get this Indian of this Milo of doing it? Therefore, the Tire says, Mokish Nogu Nogu, Loy Nogu, Loy Nogu. Therefore, those who want me to make them say, no, there's no Indian of doing Chafifa on Erev Yontif when it's 3 days apart. Fine, now, to say what a person should do, Be'etzim on, let's go in the order of the Simonim, Sevdal and Sevhei. Sevdal is the case of basically what happens to do on Moshe Shabbos. You have a Tfila on Moshe Shabbos. Be'etzim what you have to declare is three things. What do on Erev Shabbos? What do on Shabbos? What do on Moshe Shabbos? And the same thing you'll have, the same thing when you have a Tfila on Lel Shabbos, you have to declare three things. And the same thing when you have a Tfila on Lel Moshe Shabbos, which is Yontif, you have to declare three things. You always have to declare three things. What to do before the Zaman, what to do Erev Shabbos, what to do on Shabbos, what to do on Moshe Shabbos. So let's go, we'll go the order of the Simonim. We'll discuss maybe a little bit, but so fine, again, so let's say Tfila is Moshe Shabbos. What to Erev Shabbos? First, clear halacha, we go again like the Ramah and the Shach, that we do a Chafifa before Shabbos. So what does mean Chafifa? First of all, the halacha is Moshe Shabbos, you have to do an Eon. So if you do an Eon, even Erev Shabbos. So the Paiskim, for two different reasons, but the Paiskim say you should also do, first of all, you have to do an Eon Erev Shabbos. That's number one. Number two is very clear, you have to do Adokha Rechitzo, also Erev Shabbos. Number three, they say also you should cut your nails Erev Shabbos. They discuss, you brush your teeth in Erev Shabbos. is there any point? You brush your teeth, wash out your mouth. Maisa, you can have three meals, right? Even Nosh Mevichir Shalosh Yudas, you can have three meals, and they have a right to Nash. No problem. So Maisa, any in to wash your teeth and wash out your mouth, if Maisa, at the end of the day, Moshe Shabbos, you have to do it all over again, and you really messed up what you did. Now, it sounds like, read the body's Urim, the numerous reasons to clear the Shiloh. Do you say it's Nichol get a boy plug? How do you stand the count of Ion? How do you stand the count of Adocho? New Michelle's depend upon. The mice of what to do the Bada Shulchan ends up being Mekel. The Pritaro comes there, Emmet ends up being Machmer. And others from just leave it at Tzarachian. Exactly what to do. Stama might be just practically, you want to brush your teeth anyway, the cover job. It's not a nice thing, cover job is you brush your teeth. So might as well do it anyway. Fine. But the mice of Salochim inside Adocho, some people, it's not exactly clear why exactly you have to, if you have to. Brush your teeth and wash out your mouth before Shabbos. A similar question they discussed is that the loch is, in general, is that a person should do chafifa as close as possible to the going to the mikvah. Is there any in an Erev Shabbos to do the chafifa as close as possible to Shabbos? The Maisa, you're not anyway getting into the tefillah. The tefillah is much Shabbos. Can you do chafifa on Friday morning? What's the big deal? Or no, the Maisa do it as close as possible. Again, they can involve numerous shells. How exactly to look at the chafifa? Is it in the vloy flog? Is it in the ian? As we close to possible Shabbos? And again, for the Badai and the Markarian, they go, no, you don't have to do it anytime you want during the day. So the Sheni of the article says, no, you should do it as close as possible to Shabbos. Also, Shiloh, Maisa, Stamazai, the locha is in general in Hilchos Shabbos that Mishabruah brings down, really the Amor brings down. The locha is when should you take a shower to cover Shabbos or bath to cover Shabbos? The Amor says as close as possible to Shabbos. It's Amor in Hilchos Shabbos in general. Now there's a shiloh if you want out of hot water, what goes first? Avali should go early if you want out of hot water. The halacha is the cheinoigim have people, they run in, they take the shower as late as possible, they can, and then it was based upon before Shiramo. The Nei Torah seem to do that, but certainly the Bochum seem to do that, as before Shiramo. Now the Mo says why should you put on your clothing and cover Shabbos right afterwards, that's his reason. Fine, but therefore Stamazai, so Isha, when should she do a chavifa? Stamazai, anyway she can take a shower as close as possible to Shabbos. What? It depends if you have two showers. Economic, whatever. It's probably within 3 hours or something anyway. The half hour, the swam go between a half hour to three, right? It's almost a half hour. They call it the rain says three. The star goes to three. Half hour. 3 hours before. Some of the questions in general, and let's say the chatifa during the week. So how much early is ready to be ma'akif for the night? The swam say if you do more than 3 hours, you're ready to have to a whole new chatifa at night. Now, some strong though, some want to say you're doing a little bit of sleep at night, it's good enough to take a shower a little bit, but that's posh, that's not even a shower. That's where you have...
So that's arguing
on the Ramadan? No, you have to go earlier, meaning you should not be, as long as you have your initial line 40 minutes, or other places 20 minutes, or, and yeah, 100%, but as late as possible, that's Samach anyway. So, it's the Maisa, Erev Shabbos, the Maisa, you should... They will do the Ian, you do the Dachi, you do the Chitza. Wash out your mouth, I'm not exactly sure. It'll be some Machanat, I'm not exactly sure. They do discuss, the mindset, let's say you did everything. Can you put on makeup for cover Shabbos now? Can you put on makeup? And look, if you're going to do the tefillah Friday night, the Vada can put on makeup. The mindset, so what you want to make it off, even though it's not ma'ak of the tefillah, because it's just lav nosfas, l'shem noi, but mindset, we're machmel chatchila, not to have these things on you. Here the chavivas, with the mikvah being much a Shabbos. On Shabbos, you're going to take it off anyway. You can't take it off. Is there an Indian not to wear your makeup on Shabbos if the tefillah is much a Shabbos? It's come along the Meir Koyin by himself, and then the article also by himself. They both say it's motor. And the Meir Malkum is a good chorog, Eisner Taino. The Taino is not worse than Bosser. Bosser on Shabbos and Oining, if you have on Shabbos, makeup by women is Eincha, Oining, Gadol Mizan, it's even worse than Bosser. The chorog, if you have Bosser on Shabbos, the chorog, you have makeup on Shabbos, and if you, even though you took a whole shower, you're washing everything off, then find your makeup, and then Eichanami, much Shabbos, you have to wash off, make sure all the makeup comes off. The chorog, be Nichol and get a Bosser, and therefore they can't put on makeup to cover Shabbos.
Only a minig. Only a minig. The minig wasn't taken on Shabbos.
He also, the Indian, Avadi, make him go to the mikvah. A minig? No, it's not true. If you go to the mikvah, come out with the mikvah once more, no problem. Because it's Lam Milsa, you have pen... Even if it's messed up, because it's Lam Milsa, you get a pen mark, so what? Look, we paskin, Roy paskin, paskin. No, it doesn't make a difference. Because it's Lam Milsa, we don't care, even if you're makvid.
She also doesn't go to the mikvah.
No, there the mice is rough. That's true. Again, that's rough, that's chatzitza, and here's not a chatzitza.
Okay, okay.
No, but you can't want to make it Friday night, even.
My boss is calling Shabbos. We hear
No, if you eat basso and you don't brush your teeth afterwards, you went to the mikvah as a makiv?
Yeah.
You have to go to Hila again?
Yeah.
Okay. Mikvah as a makiv? No. I mean, do I make a makiv? No. So makiv is better than basso pashas. Fine. So Maisa, again, our Shabbos that we do, Mitzad Shabbos, Shaboy, Maisa, what do you have to do? Now, this is interesting. When you get to Sefav, we have these halachas in Sefav, what to do when it's Machas Chavif from the Tfilo. And the halachas, you have to do basically three things. You have to tie your hair, you have to be Zor when you give your food, not to touch sticky food. And also, if you do touch things, you have to wash your hands afterwards. Those are the three things. The same three things apply when you're doing a Chavif on Matzah Shabbos. Kind of the big chiluk over there. You're not doing chafifa matzah Shabbos and Shabbos Yom Tov. We're not going to do it. We don't have these halachas. Here, the ma'aser matzah Shabbos. The Rama says, "What do you do? We're doing a suika ma'at. We do chafifa. Therefore, do we have the chumas of sifav apply to sif dalit?" Ma'aser the Badai is marach about this. Also gets involved numerous chakirs and shailas. He ends up for ma'aser tzorchin. Nearly lo shemana v'lo inu v'shem place to bring it down. This halacha, they have to be zor all the lots of sifav and sif dalit. Lo shemana v'lo inu. Himself points out, you don't see any in the place to bring it down. You want to be zoning all these halachas, because anyway, you're doing a whole chafifa much Shabbos anyway. Not a whole chafifa, but you're doing the halachas of chafifa.
You're making a whole Friday
joke
now.
What
would you help by doing Friday if you're not
going to
be changing anything in a
halachas of Shabbos? You're doing what Chazal was masakim for you to do. We don't, it's a halacha we're done later on. You're doing chafifa anyway much Shabbos. What's his time because you're doing a little bit, because the way the Pesach can explain that the rice isn't going to do much Shabbos, so we're going to do the Suika, which is the Ikka in the Chavi for much Shabbos. We're going to do the Dachal basic and Martin before. We're going to do the Minig Yafa, Erev Shabbos. Minig Yafa, Erev Shabbos. Minig Yafa, Erev Shabbos. No. What's Ma'at? Meaning you call me the Chi of the rice, of the Saris, Suika.
You don't need a full.
Fully, no, you never have to. It's a minig of Noshim to do everything, right? We don't have the minig to do it on Motzei Shabbos. So the Milo, we don't do Motzei Shabbos. The 15-20 minutes it takes, the Ikka Locha, that's what we do. Fine, that's Mitzad Shabbos for you. Mitzad, what do exactly in Motzei Shabbos? So again, very clear, you have to do a Docha, Besk Motzei Besk Storm, you have to do an Ian all over again. Very clear, also you have to brush your teeth, wash your mouth, and those all three are very clear. Where from Sivov? Just like we see in Sivov, the halacha is on when it comes out much Shabbos and Yom Tov, you have to do a docho, you have to do Iyun, you have to brush your teeth. All those three certainly apply to Sivdal. Those three you certainly have to. Very clear from the Ramah, also you have to call me here. That's Riko, that's Ikka Chafifo, we have Roy Vishonim and Sand of Shadim as a Takono. And for Oid, the place in Mignani should also take a shower. Not bad, but you should also take a shower. That's what you should do much Shabbos. There's one more point out on Shabbos is that if your husband keeps or you keep Uvei and Tam, Mirkadin, can you stop the Chafifa earlier on Shabbos? The place can point out, Lamaise can't, the wife goes after the husband, and therefore, even though he keeps Uvei and Tam, not allowed to. Now, if he's Tam, he doesn't keep Uvei and Tam, but he keeps an hour extra about the Sheikh Mek Abdullah or Sheikh Al-Kham Abdul, she can start a Chafifa right away. However, but if he keeps Uvei and Tam, he's Tad Halokha, about the Sheikh Mek Abdullah earlier, she goes after her husband, she goes after her husband. What? Early Shabbos, she can, no problem. She does not follow her husband because the chumrah is something that someone chooses to make early Shabbos, won't follow her husband. What? Fine, that's Sifdal, the case of Motzei Shabbos. The case, again, of the Sifhei is the case of Leil Shabbos. In the Leil Shabbos, again, you have to clear three things. You really have to clear what to do with Erev Shabbos, what to do basically on Shabbos itself, what to by the mikvah itself. The first, the chafifa is very clear. They bring down lavush. The pasuk chafifa and our Shabbos should be as close as possible to Shabbos, without getting involved in any chashash of chilul Shabbos. They do bring down the kishuch on Aruch that brings down a takono, an alter takono that they used to say. And if you do going to mikvah lel Shabbos, you should do the chafifa in the morning already. Why? Because there were problems of having chilul Shabbos. Nice and strong, but it could go that if you don't have this problem, you should do as close as possible to Shabbos your chafifa. That's clear. Now, what the person knew Matala Lukas Neiris, the Chura, what a person should do is Lachatchila, do Chafifa, and what the Hanoga seems to be, is do Chafifa in the house, and spend your time doing it, and then do a Lukas Neiris, make a Bracha, and then walk to the Mikvah. Now if you're going to drive to the Mikvah, or you have to do Chafifa in the Mikvah, and you have no option, someone else lying for your husband cannot lie for you, then there's a Mikvah in Mishnah Berurah that says, make it tonight. The Lukas is B'Shat Tchak, with Semich upon it tonight. Now this, the place can say, Nichol Gedo Shat Tchak, going to the kosel that's a child's nichol yishas tchak. But this case is only nichol gedo shas tchak, and the vadi you can't make it tonight, not a problem. And therefore, you make it tonight. She makes it alkas neris. She makes it tonight and goes to the mikvah. Either gets driven there, or she can do the chafifa over there. Now. Fine. So there comes out again. That's what you should do on Erev Shabbos. Again, Erev Shabbos to do the whole entire chivah as close as possible. Now, on Shabbos itself, before you go into the mikvah, there again the chumah is simple. Again, every time you have to declare on Sivdal Sifhei, you take the chumah is simple. Simple says that again. What do you do when it comes much to Shabbos on Yontif? You have to do three things. You have to do adochas based on kmotim based on starim. You have to brush your teeth again, and you have to. Do an Ian again. You have to do three things all over again. The same thing happened on Friday night. Again, you did a Chafifa, right now Shabbos is 7:10. You did a Chafifa at 6:30, you finished 6:30, you go to the mikvah at 8 o'clock. You have to do these three things all over again. Pashto, you'll say, I just did it an hour and a half ago. Why do the Adok all over again? Why do Ian all over again? Why do check my teeth all over again? Why, let's see, check your teeth all over again. You ate nothing. So why in the world check your teeth all over again? Ian, I did nothing. Why do it all over again? Come on the Chochmah Sodom, according to the Badai. He says that if you bring the Chochmah Sodom, depends how you read it, he understands you have to do all these things all over again. Comes out on a Friday night, what do you have to do? You have to, when you get to the mikvah, you have to do a Adokah, basic storm, basic motim. You have to do it all over again. It's the same halacha as Sivav applies to Sifei. Now, is that true halacha or not? The Maaseh comes out of Yemangas Chiddush. A lot of people, happens all the time, you go to the mikveh Friday night. Is it true that you have to do a duck all over again? Duck basically water mid storm, which takes time. You have to water heat up before him. Or no, the Maaseh, this goes straight into the mikveh. So, come along the body and says, Maaseh, he says, there's a minig in the mikveh, which first time I heard it a couple weeks ago, there seemed to be a minig that what Noshim do on Friday night, they do something called Tefillah P'sula. Tefillah P'sula, what do they do? They go into the water. Besides, the minig will get the next him and how many tefillahs you do. You do, let's say, the minig the shlub brings down, you do two tefillahs, you go one, and they come out, make a bracha, do a second one. They seem to do on Friday night, they'll do an extra tefillah. Why? So the way the Bada explains the minig is, they do an extra tefillah, because that will be nichol getting the base of kmotim, the base of storm, and they get this chachmas adam, called Tefillah P'sula. Now, the Bada ends off, first of all, it doesn't understand that how in the world does this tefillah p'sula get based on kmotim based on storm? It doesn't understand where in the world it even works. But this kmotim based storm has to be with shifshuf. There's no shifshuf going on over here. That's Aleph. Basic time is, the halacha is he's going doing a tefillah p'sula on Shabbos with kol haguf. Kol haguf and that word of the ma'aseh is also. What does he have to do it? Even poshim is also. If you do this based kmotim based storm, a ve'ev and ma'aseh, that's more too. So you're doing a tefillah p'sula to get a chum of the chachma zadim, which is also due on Shabbos. So the world. So you know, even poshim call a gof ma'isa, you can't do it. Mokka mitzvah or mekel, there's not mitzvah over here. Go do Aver Aver, wonder world he's doing it. What mekel, mokka mitzvah, and poshim? Some even mahat, but not mokka mitzvah, wonder world is the answer. Therefore he's mefakfik upon this Indian of doing it feel home to and therefore he says what a person should do is do a docho, basic motor, basic storm on Friday night. Now, Lemaisa, I never heard of this, and I was looking around all this farm. No one seems to bring down the Chochmas Adam, except it's the one Brazil Orbach also brings it down. He says he also have to do a basic Martin based storm Friday night. Lemaisa, where the article in the Oris brings down the article that he says, the Bada he says from Chochmas Adam, he says, first of all, you can read the Chochmas Adam differently, Aleph. Vade is Loshiman of Lewinu, the known farm is Hachin thing, and Lemaisa brings down. We never heard such a thing. In Lemaisa, you don't do a Docha based Kmotim based storm all over again. And I think that's the Anhoga, that we don't do it all over again. Why? Because we do not take the chum and sevav, find the sefei for very bad about shvi'is. You did a chif an hour ago. Why in the world do it again? Why apply the chum and sevav to sefei? No. Yeah, we do, yeah, the whole week. Lemaisa, so we do it all again. We get the mikvah. We're saying the halacha is mitzvah to get a loyav shir, we have Shabbos, and that's it. We have no ma'amokim. All week here we have machlokes shiltos and Rashi and Maaseh. We have to have night in the shiltos. Here we have no shiltos. You know, shiltos agrees to have Shabbos. So we chosh for what? For who? For where?
Anyway, no mukhen
hot water. They don't have. So I have hot water. So I have a boiler. Heat up before Shabbos. Now I'm Shabbos. Go do a dafa betzik pot b'storm.
Right.
I don't know what the, you haven't checked out the mikvah? I have no idea.
No,
a guy told me,
water,
a couple weeks ago, he asked me, the reason why I found out about that, the guy wanted to know that his wife was going to mikvah Friday night, and the problem is when she does a tefillah p'sula, the first time her hair gets very tangly, and then it will come out, be tangled up by the time she does the second tefillah. Sayyid, and what are you talking about? Tilum Sula. My fourth time learning it, I never heard of it until now. So, obviously, he seemed to be that was the minute. So, obviously, I don't know what goes on in the mikvahs. I can start asking around a little bit what goes on. I still didn't get clear what goes on in the mikvahs. Fine, so that's mitad. What do we take on the chumas? Again, the Bada says the chumas. We do take on the chumas, if apply sefer, the pashas is no longer seems to be not that way. Now, what is Vayne Geir also on Friday night, what happens, especially in the summer or certain places, especially England, seems to be where all the Jews in the Geir to, that they were discussing the people in England, that they make early Shabbos, because England Shabbos could be 11 o'clock at night, to say. So they make early Shabbos, and then they have the mikvah, the maestik can go to the mikvah till 11 o'clock at night. The maestik can they eat. They have kids, they have mishpacha, they have family. The halacha is, we learned earlier in the last 7 minutes by Sif Chav Dalet, the halacha is you cannot eat after your chafifa to your tefillah. So can a person eat? They have they daven 9 o'clock, whatever time they daven, 7 o'clock, whatever. What? 7:30. That's way too early in my judgment, but I'm not going to ask questions. It's fine. So they daven. Then they whoever sit there and they have guests and they have mishpacha and they have friends and family. And the ma'aseh halacha is you cannot eat between chafifa and tefillah. So can a person eat or not? 7:45. Okay.
I can ask you a question. So it's fine.
Fine. So can a person eat? So Be'ika, the swarm go, they say avad a person if they can, they should not have guests that week, if they have young kids, they should not have the suda, they should ikhlami, wait till 11 o'clock, you should not eat. However, b'machim busha, b'machim aruchim, what? It depends on the kids, no, the kids, they feed them. And the way the article writes down, and the husband should not eat, because it's nice to wait for the wife. It's a nice thing, it's a right thing to do. That's what he says. And he's right. No, Shiloh. You wait. So fine, the little kids, you feed them, you put them to sleep, you can eat them. And he also discusses, the older kids can make kiddush for the young kids. If not that, you can make kiddush for them. But say, the best thing in the mice is, Echanami, the husband and wife should wait after the mikvah, then have the suddas together. That's the right thing. However, if you cannot, because you have older children, and be a mokum busha, or the mice, you have guests that you already invited, or you're already eating somewhere else, the place in the mice are make a just the way they say it over drops differently. Also, the way they say over shas chak also drops differently. But the ma'aser, the way the person go are two ways. Either they say echnami can have a regular pseudo, except do not have boser. Why? Because ma'aser have boser ben ishnaim, and therefore come along with Shlomo Zalman and the Cheshire Eifer and the Padua in England. He says the echnami can be makel, however, not to have boser. And they all go the other way. B'yashu is real. Say you can have even boser, no problem. Ma'aser is on Shabbos, there's no problem to even have boser. Because after chavifa, before you could do, you have no options. Mokum busho, mokum orchum. Ma'aser, it's only a minig. It's a minig of chavdal. It's a minig. Kovah bris doichet ister abonon. This is a minig. Said the poskim. Koshkin be doichet minig. Now, what do you do afterwards? Before you'll have all the lochas do much Shabbos. Yeah, all these lochas. What do you do with your teeth? So what do you do with the teeth? Shabbos comes down yontif. You'll have to brush it. Now, how do you brush it? So everyone gets involved with the lochas of the Shabbos, and that's when there are 8 Yisurim they discuss. 8 Sefer Yisurim, how exactly, what the Issur brushing teeth is. The kids, if you want to go with the Moshe Shita, he says, first of all, do not use toothpaste, but everyone says, no toothpaste, number one. Number two, Moshe says, you have a toothbrush, miyuchad for Shabbos. I mean, if you're going to have a feel Friday night, you should use a toothbrush, but it has to be miyuchad, or else you have a problem with the kol. Number three, Moshe says you should not wet your toothbrush beforehand, what's inside your mouth of the Seder. And number four, Moshe says you should not wash it afterwards, beside an Issa Vachonah, or Shlomo Zalman's Meikel. But he says, wash it afterwards, Issa Vachonah, because why are you washing it afterwards? Because you want to get hard for the next time. So he asked him, Issa Vachonah. The way Moshe goes again, his gather is, don't wash before, don't wash afterwards, don't take place, and have a clean Yuchalakah. What are these serum? We learn how the Shabbos, but Hashem will discuss the separate serum. Different Yisroel we're discussing, it's Chita and others, Mukso, how they get Yisroel.
If somebody ate meat and they didn't
cross
the teeth out.
So then we'll get to learn out, and that's the next thing you're saying, what to do with the case of you getting these problems.
Well,
there's no
Mukso allowed to drink.
Oh, so the local person goes, what are you always allowed to have after the beef?
Why can't we kiddush? We kiddush for water.
Yeah, but everyone's eating by the suit, don't she's not eating.
Not
this kid. The problem is there's people there eating and she's not washing, she has no suit, she's embarrassed. Why aren't she eating for it? Bad enough shame when she's not wearing makeup. Maybe not keep Malcolm suit, I'm not sure. You have to get out of the street. Well, you get your wife to drink a beer of wine and love, feel no problem. Fine. Now there is not Nachashel. Let's say comes out Friday night again. The mikvah, all the posts can discuss. Let's say she got through the chavifah, and all of a sudden she wakes up. She realizes she has to chavifah Friday night. Now, is there any ways of doing it? Now, b'etzem, most of her body she could wash a braver water that was heated up before Shabbos. The shalab ikur is the srika, the chavifah. How in the world do you call me here? The lachur to call me here. The loch and simin shin gimel, the end of shin gimel over there discusses that coming here on Shabbos is the right. So, Mr. Goyz is. You're ripping out here is what?
It's
the comb here is Isteraisa. Now, why is it Isteraisa? So, either you can say it's a psik ratio or you can say it's Nichol Gedov Kavono. My colleagues, we've watched Rashi exactly what the reason when Mishabur went with, he brings up two reasons. Mishabur says either because Nichol Kavono, not a miskavin, is miskavin, or Mitzadi, someone says it's a psik ratio. Mishabur has not communed, but two reasons why it's also. Now it comes out, the Maestro says, L'chor, to call a person to own here, L'chor is also. Maestro, the Shalos can get a goy. We know that L'chor bites the par, I'm a colleague of Shach and Taz, can get a goy to go cut it. The Taz tells the Maestro, you can't, why, let's be Samech upon the sheet, that there's no tit underneath it. Over here, L'chor, the Taz holds there's no sheet to be Samech upon. So even according to the Taz, L'chor, let's go get a goy to go comb you here. What's the big deal? There's always goyim next to the mikvah, and they know this is their job, so if you forget to do it, go tell a goy to spend 20 minutes of combing your hair. And therefore, it should be a way of doing chafifa Moshe Shabbos. Now, if Kiyesh be Kasha, the Gemara says it's Loi Efshir, what it means Loi Efshir Friday night. It's very Efshir, go do it for you. That's not Nechol Negedev Efshir, the place can say. If you don't ask me Kasha from the Gemara, that's not Nechol Negedev Efshir. Now, can you get a goy to go do it? There are those who want Tainel Mice, it's also in the Sivas. Go down to Masham, two different places, that they want time is Isidar Iso, and there's Ramav Abali, Lufus Estrad, those want time that it might have also. That you cannot ask a goy to do Chafifa, so we can call me here for you. Now, so there are different svaras I discuss why it's Mota and Numa Swarm and Maisa Mekel. The Swarm with Manenu seem to go Chatzi Chatzi what to do about it. The Swarm with the Kamchi Mekel is the one, the Shach himself, by Tziporim, brought down Ramon, Tim Rish Ein Vav. Ramon says, the Mokka Mitzvah, even if the rice is Mota, even if the rice is Mokka Mitzvah is Mota. Sarakod, Mokka Mitzvah is Mota. Here's Sarakod, Mokka Mitzvah Lel Tzvila. The Maisa, by Tziporim, the Taz Monti Mekel, the Shach Monti Mekel, who are doing over here also. The Maisa, we, Lalokha Maisa, the Marshal, can you ask, Lalokha Maisa, can you ask a guy to do a Indian Deraisa, a Malokha Deraisa, by Sarakod, Makhoikis, the Ramon says you can. The Moshe and Shuva and Chelik Beisim and Samaches is Samech upon it. The Mishmua goes like the Shlom and says you cannot. So, Maisa, one reason why you can ask, you got to go do a few, even if it's a Daraisa, is the Mother says the Maisa is Mutter. It's one Svara. A second Svara, they get involved with what shall coming you here? It's coming you here, get of Enemus Kavan, get of Miskavan. We have two reasons over here. If it's Enemus Kavan, the Loch is you can tell a girl in Shabbat, Enemus Kavan is Mutter Lechapila, per Mola. For example, Moshe's case in Shuva is, let's say you forgot the light in the refrigerator on. You left it on. You have to tell a guy. Can you tell the guy to open it up? And Moshe says, "Pam Molly, tell him to open it up." Without means of that anything, open it. I life goes on. So what's secretion? Secretion does not apply to a guy. Then Moshe goes on saying, "I might say you want to use the refrigerator later on, and the food gets spoiled." Then Moshe says, "B'samach panem on, tell the guy take out the light bulb." I might say it's there. I say one say it's kiboy. He says that's not a problem. Why? The mock b'samach panem on of the mockum deraisa tzarikodik b'samach panem on. So Moshe says, like b'samach upon these two things. Comes out also by combing your hair, and the Gilas say if you want to tie it, let's go with the Ikki reason, the Enemus Kavan, the Psik Ratio. Go with that reason, there's no problem. Go tell the guy to comb your hair. The Gilas say wants to make it with this reason. A third reason why they want to be make it, want to say it's not the right, it's the Rabbonim, the Magar Shita, that the end of combing your hair, and you're pulling out the hair, no one wants to hear. No one wants to hear. It's according to the Magar Avram, not the Mishnah Brewer. If it's not Machar Shain Tzuchel Gufay, it's the Rabbonim also. The Rabbonim goes, it's good to go do it for you. So for these reasons come along the Paiskim, the newest Paiskim want to make them go tell the guy to go do a few. Others want to disagree and want to say not that way, they want to argue each one, it's not a Miskavin, it's Miskavin. You cannot be Samech upon their Mod, but you will pass against their Mod, Malacha Deraisa. They want to say also, Mogarvam says Malacha Shain Tzichel Gufay is the Potter, but Shavuot says in this case it's Malacha Tzichel Gufay. So finally, the Paiskim shall have Shikol Das, how do you add up the Paiskim, what do this such a case?
Someone should have to know Amira, so the guy doesn't
do. No, you have to stop him then. Yeah. The Shach says it's better if you can. Of course, it sounds like even with the Kli you can. Fine, that's Sif Hei. Sif Vav is basically a case when you do Chafifa on Matzah Shabbos. I'm sorry, your tefillah is Matzah Shabbos, Chal on Yontif. Numerous cases in Sif Vav, but the similar cases, when you have a Yontif that comes down on Matzah Shabbos, exactly what to do. So, first, we already had a shlo brought down by the Pesach HaTshuva earlier, that's better not to get involved with this problem, and therefore, even though we have Nanhoga, the Bnei Ashkenaz, to wait 5 days and then do 7 days, the loch is, if you can, to do 4 and 7. Why? The shlo says, it's a chumra mevli de kula, and therefore it's better to do 4 and 7. Now, the way the shlo's case is only when you not do tashmish. However, so the Torah, Moshe goes, even if you had tashmish, it's better to do 4 and 7. Not only that, the Bada Shulchan says, let's say you did not have tashmish for 2 days, so do 3 and 7. Do not get involved with mach chvifa tefillah. It's only an Indian of b'dieved, which we possibly like, but there's other ways around it. It's better to do 4 and 7 or 3 and 7. That's Aleph. Now again, you have to clear 3 shalos. What to do before Shabbos, what to do on Shabbos, and what to do on Motzei Shabbos. What to do before Shabbos is very clear. The person, based upon the Shach, is you have to do an Ian beforehand. Before Shabbos, you have to check in the entire Guf. You have to do a Doch, a Rechitza beforehand. You have to, now this question again, do you have to brush your teeth or not? Same Achleikis, their MS, and those who go like him says you have to, the article says you have to, the Chur, the body says you have to, same shalom brushing your teeth, the mice are going to eat afterwards, same shalom before, and same shalom here, is any Indian brushing your teeth, washing out your mouth? But again, the Chur, the same point is, anyway, look how it's Shabbos, anyway, you should brush your teeth, stamazai.
Isn't it worse because you can't
do it
as good as
you can, you could do it, just take more time. You can. Same thing also, the same shalom we had, Chafifa, is any mile of doing it, some of the Shabbos or not, anyway, because the Mach Chafifa and the Tefillah, same Achleikis, over there, again, the article says yeah, the body says no, same Lashitas, same Achleikis, same Shalom, same Chakiris. Now, put on makeup, over here, you get also the same Shalom, again, the article Lashitas, just like you said, you can put on makeup on Shabbos, Motzei Shabbos, he also says you can put on makeup on Shabbos for Motzei Shabbos, because he goes with the halacha that you'll have to wash off makeup on Yontif. Which way place can go like that, those who are on the fact pick. But if you hold it, you can wash up makeup on Yontif, no problem. Put on makeup and look over Shabbos. So again, what you do Erev Shabbos, you do the whole time Maish Chafifa, however, except for maybe brushing your teeth, except for maybe the Samuch, and the article says you can put on makeup. Now what to do on Shabbos, Maish is very clear, over here the Mechaber Mo have three things. First of all, tie your hair, make sure, tie your hair is Lavdafka, just make sure it doesn't get into knots, number one. Number two is you should make sure not to touch sticky things. And if you do touch sticky things in the Maaseh, you have to wash your hands. They do discuss, it says washing your hands means every single time, which you have to get involved with the Shalva Chana. I'm not exactly sure how to answer the Shalva Chana. Maaseh, you have to wash your hands every time. But how every time, when you eat, it's not saying to brush your teeth every time. Difference for us, why, the way how the article goes, I mean, the way how the Bada Shulchan goes, very simple, is that if you have to brush your teeth every time, you get very worried, very afraid, and there's going to be an other bowl, and therefore we don't make it there upon you that you have to brush your teeth every time you eat. Now, what to do when after Shabbos, with Shabbos, the tefillah itself, Motzei Shabbos itself, when it comes down on Yontif, also is very clear in the Mechaber exactly what to do. Number one, you have to do Iyun. Number two, you have to do a Docha, based on Storm, based on Kmotim. And number three, you have to do go brush your teeth and wash out your mouth. Again, we mentioned how to wash Kondi Moshe. What to do? Use a toothbrush that's miyuchad, don't use water before and afterwards, and then have toothpaste. Now, the Shaila is over here, how to do a Docha, based on Kmotim, based on Storm. So let's make a case where, let's say, it comes out, you have Yontif and then Shabbos. Yontif can be Friday, then you have Shabbos, and your tefillah is Lel Shabbos. So the halacha is that you're supposed to wash yourself with hot water, for the taz on Yontif, according to the Badai on Friday night itself. Fine, Machlokes. Now, how do you heat up the water? You have to have warm water, or hot water, how do you heat up the water? So very simple etzer, what do you say? You have Erev Tashilim. Everyone, what they do, Thursday, Friday, Shabbos, make an Erev Tashilim. A couple of weeks ago, Berkowitz was discussing a Shiloh, a person who, let's say, Friday night was then Shuas, he wants to light an Erev in his house. However, he's not eating in his house, he's eating by a friend. By a friend. What's the Shiloh? There's a Mishnah Berurah in Siman Tavkuf Chav Ches by Erev Tashilim that says that the Erev Tashilim only covers things that are Tzarech Suda. If it's not a Tzarech Suda, it's not going to cover it. For example, the case of Eivta Tchumah is not in the gate of the Suda, therefore we'll not cover it. Therefore, a Berkowitz wants to tell you how in the world can you light candles Friday night if you're not going to eat there. Sure, you'll have no, you sit there, you read a book. But the mice is not Tzarech Suda. What happens usually, a person goes, picks up his wife after davening, to go to his friend to eat by them. But the mice, the candle's not in Tzarech Suda. So Berkowitz wants to talk about how in the world can you light candles Tzarech Friday night. That was his Shiloh. We have the same Shiloh over here. How in the world can you heat up water, the Tzarech HaDokha, based on Kemotim, based on Storm, it's not the Tzarech HaChiloh. Mash the Bada Isis Kasha, the Bada says a teretz that Erev Tashilim is not nifl things that are not in Sarah Chasudu Adafka if you not say it in the Loshon of the Erev Tashilim. If you say it in the Loshon, like you say, in his case the Bada is Lavashal to cook the water, it's nichl even though it's not in Sarah Chasudu. Or come out Neris, or work with the Taina Neris, is also nichl in the Loshon. You say that Loko, and there might still be nichl in the inner of Erev Tashilim. Therefore, his Kasha will not apply. So they went back to him with the Badai and they asked him, Maisa, the Badai says, based upon a Chidor, that's Nichon the Loshon, says, Seder. And Lechor, Mufor Shalokha, then Maisa won't have this problem. See the Badai, which says, Lechor, Maisa, some Chidor, and if you don't, Maisa, anything Nichon the Loshon you can do. And therefore, the Yisman Lechor, Maisa, Berkut, which is an economy, you can make a bracha, you can light Neris with the, if you may have Tashil, even though you're not going to eat there. The Sif Zayin, a couple of hakus I discussed, but the biggest Sif Zayin is very simple. Trey Kula is Loimina, exactly why the Arsameach has the reason why, because Be'etzem, having Chafifa on Motzei Shabbos, you're having it during the day, is causing you to be Mekel and to be Semechom upon Tzrach Peter Malkum Oynes. Therefore, that's a Svara, the Nachmin's based upon the Svara, when it comes up, everyone says, you up, Maestro Trey Kula is Loimina. Fine, Ben-Sham, tomorrow we're going to do Sim Kufay Aleph. Tomorrow we'll do the first half is the payas of the Rosh, and then after the pay, and the next week the payas is okay. Advance to Chalakim.
What? Yeah. What's that space?